Jobs of the Future is a series focusing on career paths, local job opportunities, programs, and tales of success that highlight North Bay's diverse job market. In an increasingly complex world in which conflicts are inevitable, the role of a skilled mediator and arbitrator has never been more vital. Donald Bisson, a longtime professional in this field across Northern Ontario, is making significant strides in helping individuals and organizations navigate disputes with efficiency and fairness. Bisson operates as a qualified family and workplace mediator and arbitrator at Northern Dispute Resolution Chambers, Inc. and says he has experience with resolving conflicts across various sectors. "My focus areas include family law disputes, such as parenting, separation, property division, support, and divorce, and workplace disputes. Additionally, I am a qualified family arbitration screener, which involves training to identify power imbalances and potential domestic violence." He is known for being impartial and having a deep familiarity with the law. Bisson brings a wealth of knowledge and a calm demeanor to the table, ensuring that all parties feel heard and respected. "Patience and attentive listening are essential qualities for effective mediation," he says. Bisson's philosophy on dispute resolution is supported by the broader legal field. In an article from 2018 published by the Canadian Bar Association, a study found that parties and their lawyers would do well to consider using mediation and collaboration to resolve most family law disputes, even in high-conflict cases. Mediation and collaboration are both significantly more time-effective and cost-effective than litigation, and far more likely to achieve results that are in the party's interests and those of their children. Minimizing relationship damage means that future cooperation is also more likely to be easy when issues are resolved by those two methods. This perspective aligns with Bisson's approach, where he facilitates discussions between conflicting parties to help them reach a mutually agreeable solution. "My approach is collaborative, focusing on open communication and understanding each party's perspective. The goal is to help parties find common ground without the need for prolonged litigation, saving them time, money, and stress," Bisson adds. In his role as an arbitrator, Bisson takes on a more decisive position. "I listen to all sides of a dispute, review evidence, and make binding awards based on the merits of the case. This role is crucial in situations where parties cannot reach an agreement on their own and need a final, authoritative resolution." Over the last few years, lawyers and professionals within the industry have been highlighting the urgency of alleviating the backlogs in the court system. In this opinion piece on the Canadian Lawyer magazine website, litigation lawyer Daniel Waldman points out some cases can take more than a year to get in front of a judge. Waldman says, "It is no secret that many regions in Ontario are overcome with unworkable court backlogs. The delays plaguing the system are more than a mere inconvenience. They significantly hinder litigators' ability to work effectively, leading to lost faith in the legal system and clients doubting our competence." Bisson emphasizes how his services offer a crucial alternative to a congested court system. "In many jurisdictions, court backlogs can extend wait times for a hearing or trial to 2 years or more, leaving parties in a prolonged state of uncertainty and stress," Bisson explains. "What I offer is the ability for parties and their legal counsel to divert matters out of the congested court system. I have the ability to facilitate negotiations or make binding decisions quickly, which means disputes can often be resolved in a matter of months rather than years. This expedited process not only provides relief to those involved but also contributes to easing the strain on the judicial system and case overload and burnout of lawyers. Many believe court is the sole option for resolving disputes, yet countless issues can be amicably settled outside court, allowing the system to focus on more complex cases. Unfortunately, court backlogs often mean waiting 3 to 5 years for the next appearance," Bisson says, illustrating the critical role mediators and arbitrators play in contemporary dispute resolution. The COVID-19 pandemic accelerated changes in the field, with virtual meetings becoming increasingly popular and transforming how disputes are resolved. Bisson has adapted to this new virtual shift. "Offering mediation and arbitration services through virtual platforms has become somewhat of the new norm. This transition has not only ensured the continuity of these services during pandemic but also created a foundation for greater accessibility and convenience for all parties involved, regardless of their geographical location. My workday varies greatly, from facilitating negotiations on family-related disputes and separation agreements to mediating workplace disputes between employees and employers. Virtual meetings have become increasingly popular among clients for their cost-effectiveness and time efficiency, Bisson says. Another significant benefit of mediation and arbitration is the confidentiality these processes offer. Unlike court cases, which are public record, mediation and arbitration proceedings are typically private. I ensure that sensitive information remains confidential, protecting the reputations and privacy of the parties involved, Bisson emphasizes. Bisson's journey into mediation began with courses accredited by the ADR Institute of Ontario, ADRIO, followed by advanced training in family mediation accredited by the Family Dispute Resolution Institute of Ontario, FDRIO, and the Ontario Association for Family Mediation, OAFM. He is also proficient in arbitration accredited by ADRIO and family arbitration recognized by the National Family Law Arbitration Course, supported by FDRIO and ADRIO. Reflecting on his career, Bisson says, "Originally, I thought to study to become a lawyer, but I found my passion in mediation as a means to achieve results that can meet the needs of all parties involved. My approach to mediation is based on finding a common ground, emphasizing mutual goal setting, and quickly identifying areas where parties can compromise." In his view, the greatest challenge to alternative dispute resolution methods remains educating the public about the benefits of mediation and arbitration and that traditional litigation may not always be the answer. As Bisson continues to bridge gaps between parties and resolve conflicts, his contributions to dispute resolution in Northern Ontario highlight the evolving landscape of how parties can work together and reduce the financial, mental, and emotional costs of disputes in an increasingly interconnected world. By integrating balanced perspectives and the insights of a trained dispute resolution specialist, the value and positive impact of Bisson's work in mediation and arbitration becomes even more evident. To suggest a story for Jobs of the Future, send Matt an email at m.sukram@outlook.com.